Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 感谢主。
We enter into your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
我们以感恩的心进入你的同在。
We welcome you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们欢迎你。
We want you to have your way among us this morning.
我们渴望你今天在我们的当中按你自己的意思行。
Pour out your spirit upon the leaders.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在领袖们的当中。
Baptize us afresh in your Holy Spirit.
再一次新鲜的以你的圣灵为我们施洗。
We're here to see you.
我们在这里要看见你。
We ask you to give us more love for you.
我们恳求你给我们更多你的爱。
And you said love is the best, the greatest we can ever have.
因为你说爱是最大的，是最好的礼物我们可以拥有的。
We want to fall in love with you, Jesus.
也是我们要来爱上你。
Just like you asked Peter before he went to be a leader, do you love me?
就像彼得成为领袖之前，你问他，彼得你爱我吗？
You kept asking him two or three times, Peter, do you love me?
你一直问他，问了两三遍。彼得，你爱我吗？
Oh, if you love me, then you will feed my sheep.
如果你爱我，就来喂养我的羊。
Lord, we ask you to pour in your love.
哦，主，我们恳求你来浇灌下你的爱。
Don't let us forget to pray to be filled with the love of God.
不要让我们忘记为被神的爱来充满祷告。
Love makes everything easy, Lord.
主，爱使一切都变得容易了。
So we ask for a fresh anointing.
所以我们恳求你新鲜的来膏抹我们。
As we gather together in your name.
当我们奉你的名聚集在这里。
Tell our vision.
充满我们的意象。
Let us see our beloved before us.
让我们看见我们的良人就在我们面前。
Just like you promised that if we prayed for more love, you would give us more of yourself.
就像你已经应许的，如果我们祷告祈求更多的爱，你就要以更多的自己来充满我们。
So we're believing by your Holy Spirit you go from heart to heart.
所以我们相信你的圣灵要来造访每一颗心。
And give us a fresh baptism of your love.
再次以新鲜的你的爱来浇灌我们，来给我们施洗。
We ask according to your own desire.
我们照着你自己的可想而恳求。
In your holy name.Amen.
奉你的圣名 Amen.
Hallelujah. It's always a joy to be with the leaders of JMI.
跟 JMI 的领袖们在一起总是一个喜乐。
And this is the first leadership class we have in this new year.
这是我们在新年里第一次的周一同工会。
So, we want to focus on the Lord Jesus' love for us.
所以我们想要聚焦在主耶稣对我们的爱上面。
Like he spoke to us through Pastor Lai recently that he wants a bride.
最近他也透过赖牧师对我们说话，他想要一位心腹。
And oh, how beautiful were those words were in the Song of Solomon. It says, draw me, run after you.
在雅歌里这些话是多么的美丽，他说吸引我，我们就快跑地跟随你。
We're dependent on him to draw us.
我们依赖于他来吸引我们。
So that's what we asked this morning. Draw us. We're going to run after you.
所以今天早上我们要恳求主啊吸引我们，我们就快跑地跟随你。
There's one verse in there that stood out to me from Song of Solomon. That your love is better than wine.
在雅歌书里有一句话，显在我的面前，你的爱情比酒更美。
And years ago, the Lord spoke to me about, when I was very young. That is, we can put anything in that place of wine, because I never drank wine.
在很多年以前，我还很年轻的时候，主透过这句经文对我说话。他说你可以把任何事物放在酒这个位置上，我也不喝酒。
But I had something in my life that was my focus.
那时我生命的焦点是
I had a great deal of ambition.
我有极大的野心在我的生命中。
I was only 18 years old. Oh my goodness, that's 60 years ago.
那时我只有18岁，那是60年以前。
And I had a great deal of ambition. I thought I was going to go to the mission field.
当时我有很大的野心，我以为我会去宣教工厂来为神做工。
It was my first time in the faith home in Zion, Illinois, founded by Mrs. Robinson.
那是我第一次来到西安城的信心家庭，是由罗炳森师母建立的。
And they gave me a schedule to pray and seek the Lord.
他们给我一个单子，让我来照着这个单子来祷告，来寻求主。
But I was so full of this ambition to accomplish something.
但我自己里面充满了自己的野心，要来成就一些事情。
And when I began to fall in love with Jesus,
当我开始深深地爱上耶稣，
that Song of Solomon was so precious to me.
雅歌里的话对我来说成为何等的宝贵。
I said, Oh Jesus, draw me.
我说 ,Oh, 耶稣求你吸引我。
And he began to show me his love was better than my ambition.
他就开始向我显示他对我的爱比我的野心更加的宝贵。
You know, many of us can be ambitious for the Lord.
你知道我们很多人都可能为主的事工大发热心。
And we want to accomplish things.
我们想要成就一些事情。
And we are ambitious for our children, want them to do something great.
我们也为我们的孩子们很有野心，希望他们能够成就一些事情。
And we push them as we push ourselves to accomplish.
我们就强迫他们，就像我们强迫自己一样，来成就一些伟大的事情。
But it became so real to me that his love is better than the wine of accomplishment.
但这件事对我成为这样的真实，他对我的爱比酒更美，比我所要成就的一切的野心更美。
And he began to draw my heart.To love to be in his presence.
他就开始吸引我的心，这样的渴望，这样的爱慕停留在他的同在里。
He's still drawing my heart.
他现在仍然在吸引我的心。
He's still waiting for lovers.
他仍然在等候着爱人。
He wants to be the first and the last.
他渴望成为首先的，成为幕后的。
He wants to fill our focus.
他要来充满我们一切的焦点。
And all the ministry, even among you leaders, is secondary.
即使在领袖们当中，你们的事工仍然是第二位的。
The first calling is to be a lover.
我们最首要的呼召是成为爱人。
To be wanting Jesus.
是来渴望拥有耶稣。
Him the first calling you have.
他是我们最首要的呼召。
I had a very dear friend of mine pass away this last week.
上个礼拜我有一位亲爱的朋友过世了。
She was 91.
她91岁。
And she was the organist in our church for 50 years.
她在我们的教会司琴50年之久。
My husband and I went to visit her last few days in hospital.
在她生命的最后几天，我和我的先生去医院看望她。
And she was hardly aware, but we sang all those wonderful songs she used to play on the organ.
她当时几乎已经没有意识了，但是我们就跟她唱她以前所唱过的那些美丽的诗歌。
Even though she was barely conscious, I began to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know.
虽然他几乎没有意识了，但是我开始给他唱诗，耶稣爱我，我知道。
And immediately her spirit awoke and she smiled the sweetest smile.
立即他的意识回过来了，他开始对我微笑。
From the beginning to the end, his love is so precious to us.
从开始到末了，他的爱对我们来说就是这样的宝贵。
God himself so loved us that he gave his son.
神他自己是如此的爱我们，以致他把他的独生子赐给我们。
So this morning we got a fresh baptism in his love.
所以今天早上我们渴望在他的爱里面得到新鲜的灵浸。
Open your heart as Sister Alice sings for us.
圣秋姐妹给我们唱诗的时候，让我们向她来敞开我们的心。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，预备我们的心，让圣灵更多的来充满我们。哦，这也是我们的祷告，赞美耶稣。充满我心，尽荣耀一笑，尽知见耶稣使我恳亲，虽经世因故就足千里，足荣耀似人每一步消停。充满我心，今生深救主，直到主灵翻译。充满我心，今世人主神介入心，从我内翻译。充满我心，尽是美求，皆为主荣耀蒙保守。愿你的完全激励我心，尽诉你的爱满意我全程。充满我心，今深深救主，直到主荣耀从我灵翻译。充满我心，今世人共度，主 神洁荣心从我内反映，充满我心，尽是无罪因，免责逼我总荣耀回应，使我自己歌颂面容，我魂常报效你无限恩重，充满我心境，深深救助，直到主人灵反应，充满我心境，使人共主，主神洁荣心从我内反映，充满我心深深救助，直到主荣耀从灵反映，充满我心境，使人共度，主神洁荣心从我内反映。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
哦，主啊，我们赞美你，求主你今早今天更多的来充满我们，充满我们。哦，主的，直到主你满意出来。哦，主啊，是的。哦，当你完全充满我们的时候，我们的眼目单单的只注视你。主啊，这个世界以及世上一切的事情就不再吸引我们了。哈利路亚。主啊，我们赞美你，哦，让你的自己更多的来占有我们，充满我们，也使我们的哦自己能够流露出主你的馨香，你的芬芳出来。赞美耶稣，主啊，是的，这是我们的祷告，让我们天天的就是这样来仰望主，让主你来时时刻刻充满我们，因为我们。哦，真的是这么的软弱，这么的微小，我们需要你更多的来充满我们，使我们从你那里得着力量。赞美耶稣，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们，
阿们，
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 哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
He's pouring out his love.
他正在浇灌他的爱。
We take, Lord Jesus, we take.
主，我们领受，我们领受。
He's here to draw each one of us closer.
他正在这里吸引我们每一个人更靠近他。
He wants to fill our vision.
他渴望来充满我们的心境。
He wants us to see him.
他要我们来看见他。
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你。
We believe you to draw each leader to yourself.
我们相信你要吸引每一位领袖归向你自己。
Oh, let us experience your love this morning.
哦，今天早上让我们来经历你的爱情。
Your love is so personal.
你的爱是这样的个人和亲切。
You're our intimate beloved.
你是我们亲密的爱人。
Our first calling is to be your lover.
我们最首先的呼召就是成为你的爱人。
We get very busy working for you, but oh, Jesus, help us to find the time to sit before you.
我们为着你的事工很忙碌，但是主耶稣，让我们找到时间坐在你的面前。
To come and learn of you.
让我们来学你的样式。
For you are meek and lowly in heart, we can find rest for our souls.
你心里柔和谦卑，我们可以在你里面得安息。
And when we leave that resting place, we are filled with your anointing.
当我们离开这安息之地，我们就被你的恩膏所充满。
哦，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
I enjoy being with you because when we're together.He's in the midst.
我非常享受跟你们在一起，因为当我们聚在一起的时候，他就在我们的当中。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid in your cell group meetings of silence.
在你的小组聚会里，不要害怕静默的时间。
When Jesus comes and manifests himself, he's working on the inside.
当主耶稣临到我们，向我们显现的时候，他是在我们的里面工作。
You need to teach your students to wait on him.
你需要教导你的学生们在他面前等候他。
Let them taste the glory of his presence.
让他们来尝一尝他同在的荣耀。
When he comes, he brings release.
当他临到我们，他就带来释放。
He does it by his spirit.
他是借着他的圣灵而做的。
He makes crooked places straight and rough places plain.
他是高高低低的变为平坦，是崎崎岖岖的变为正直。
He changes us on the inside.
他在我们的里面改变我们。
And all of our problems and troubles seems to fade away.
所以我们的问题和困难都会失去。
So it's our duty to give them Jesus.
所以这是我们的责任，把耶稣带给他们。
You have to be led by His Spirit.
你必须被他的灵来带领。
I have to be led by His Spirit.
我必须被他的灵来带领。
Not to speak our own words, but to let Him speak.
不是说我们自己的话，而是让他来说话。
And I was considering this being the first part of the new year, this scripture came to me.
当我想到这是我们新年的第一次同工会，这句经文来到我的里面。
The first verse in the entire Bible, in the beginning, God.
在整本圣经的第一句话，起初神。
In the very beginning of our cell groups should be God.
在我们小组的起初应当是神所开始的。
It's first.
它是首先的。
And our entire Bible starts with those words. In the beginning, God.
我们的整本圣经以这些话开头。起初神。
Oh Lord, work this morning within us.
哦，主今天早上在我们里面工作。
You created the whole world out of nothing.
你从无创造了整个的世界。
Create in us a clean heart.
求你在我们里面造清洁的心。
Renew in us a right spirit.
在我们里面重新造正直的灵。
We bow before you.
我们向你下拜。
To allow you to be God.
许可你成为我们的神。
You are the very beginning of this ministry.
你是这个事工的起点。
I said to the Lord, I want you to be the beginning of this new year.
我对神说，我也渴望你成为我们新年的起点。
And I want you to be the end of this new year.
你也成为我们这一年的末后。
And I desire you be everything in between.
我也渴望你成为这一年中间的所有一切。
Hallelujah.Not only is God mentioned in the beginning of the Bible, but if we look at the very last book of the Bible, Revelation.
神不但是整本圣经的起点，当我们看到圣经最后一本书《启示录》的时候。
In the last chapter, Revelation 22, verse 13, we find he's the Alpha and Omega.
在启示录最后一章22章13节，我们发现他是阿拉法，他也是欧米伽。
The beginning and the end.
他是首先的，他是末后的。
He is the first and he is the last.
他是初，他是终。
Not only of the year, but he was the first when he brought us into the world. He breathed into us the breath of life.
他不但是一年的起点，他也是把我们的生命带进这个世界，是他向我们吹了生命的气息。
And in our very last breath, he receives us to himself.
而我们生命的最后一口气，他也要接纳他，归向他自己。
But throughout our lifetime, no matter how young you are or how old you are, he wants to be your Alpha and Omega.
但在我们的一生当中，无论你是年轻的还是年长的，他渴望成为我们的阿拉法和欧米伽。
That's why it's so important to tell those students of yours, he's everything that we need.
那就是为什么何等的重要，我们要告诉我们的学生，他就是我们所需要的一切。
Let them begin in his presence.
让他们以在他的同在里等候开始。
And throughout the day, continue keeping in touch with him.
一整天继续地保持与他的连结。
You know, you can be in touch with him scrubbing the floor or doing the dishes.
你知道你在擦地板的时候，在洗碗的时候，一样可以跟他保持连接。
Or driving to work when you have to stop at a red light.
或者我们开车上班的时候，当我们等红绿灯的时候。
You must teach him to take advantage of those moments to say, Jesus, I love you.
你需要教导他们来利用这些时间对主说耶稣我爱你。
Every time we tell him we love him, he gives more love for him.
每一次我们告诉他我们爱他，他就赐给我们更多的爱来爱他。
Some of the students have asked, how can I enter into his presence?
有一些学员们问，我们怎样才能进入他的同在呢？
They're asking you those questions.
他们在问你们这些问题。
Tell them this walk is a walk of lovership with their lover, Jesus Christ.
告诉他们，这条路是与他们的爱人耶稣同行的一条路。
Oh, you know how it is when you fall in love. You think of the person all the time.
你知道当你爱上一个人的时候，你总是一直的在想着你所爱的那个人。
I was looking this morning, I showed Pastor Lynn, I got a stack of letters that my husband mailed to me before we got married.
我想要给林牧师看到，在我结婚之前，我先生给我写了一大摞的情书。
Before our marriage, I lived in Ohio and he lived in Canada.
在我结婚之前，我住在俄亥俄州，他住在加拿大。
And I kept all those letters.
我保留了所有这些情书。
And Jesus has given us his word. That's his love letter to us.
主耶稣把他的话语赐给我们，那也是他写给我们的情书。
His word is life to us.
他的话就是我们的生命。
Oh, if our students want to find him, tell them to get into the word.
如果有学员渴望寻见他，告诉他们要进入他的话语当中。
It will speak the love of God to us in every book.
圣经里每一本书都要把神的爱告诉我们。
Honor Jesus as the first and the last.
我们要尊荣耶稣为首先的，为末后的。
If they read the Bible carefully, the Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus to them.
如果他们认真的读神的话，圣灵就要把耶稣启示给他们。
Even in the Old Testament,The Holy Spirit will show us the secret promise of sending His Son into the world to save us.
其实在旧约里，圣灵会告诉我们那些秘密，神已经应许他要把他的爱子差遣到世上。
There's a verse in Philippians that reminds me of God being the first and the last.
在腓立比书有一句话提醒我，神是首先的，是末后的。
It's Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章第三节。
Starting with verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
Always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy.For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Not only has he begun a good work in you,
他不但在你们的心里动了善功，
But he's begun a good work in all of your students.
他也已经在你们所有的学员里面动了善功。
He's the one that's drawing their heart.
他是那一位吸引他们心的。
And he promises he's going to complete that work.
他应许他必成全这功。
That's what the word Alpha means, beginning.
那就是阿拉法这个词的意思，开始。
And Omega means ending.
Omega 的意思就是结束。
Jesus had a work to do too when he was here in John's Gospel chapter 5.
当主耶稣在世上的时候，他也有工要做，在约翰福音第五章。
Jesus is talking about John the Baptist.
主耶稣提到施洗约翰。
Verse 33, you've sent to John and he has borne witness to the truth.
约翰福音五章三十三节，你们曾差人到约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。
How did John do that? He said, Behold the Lamb of God, look at Jesus, look at Jesus, he's the Lamb of God.
约翰说，看那神的羔羊。
Look at Jesus, he's the Lamb of God.
看那神的羔羊。
And then verse 34 of chapter 5 of John, I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was a burning and a shining lamp. You were willing for a time to rejoice in his light.
约翰福音五章三十四节，其实我所受的见证不是从人来的，然而我说这些话是为要叫你们得救。约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
Jesus goes on to say in verse 36, I have a greater witness than John for the works which the Father has given me to finish. The very works that I do bear witness of me.That the Father has sent me.
主耶稣继续在三十六节说，但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。
As he began his ministry with John calling out, Look at the Lamb of God, look at Jesus.
是的，他施工的一开始是由施洗约翰指出，看哪，神的羔羊，看耶稣，他是神的羔羊。
That was the beginning of his ministry, but here Jesus talks about the Father gave him something to finish.
那是他施工的开始，但在这句经文里，他提到父交给他做更大的事，要他来完成。
We stop and think of what did he finish? Well, he cried it on the cross. It is finished.
我们在想他所完成的事是什么呢？他在十字架上呼喊说成了。
God gave him a work to finish and he's given each one of us a work to finish.
神交给他一件事来完成，神也交给我们每一个人事工来完成。
Jesus finished his work on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上完成了他的工作。
And he tells us, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
主耶稣也告诉我们，若有人要跟从我，就要舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Oh, Not only is there a beginning of this walk, there is a finishing of the walk.
在我们与神同行的路程，不但有一个起点，也有一个终点。
That's why Paul encourages us, don't grow weary in doing the will of God.
所以保罗鼓励我们说，你们遵行神的旨意，行善不可丧志。
We will grow weary if we try to do it in our own self-will.
如果我们靠着自己的意志力，在我们自己的意思里面来做，我们会感到疲倦。
We've heard recently how many ministers are quitting the ministry.
我们最近听说有很多牧者放弃了他们的事工。
Many workers get tired and give up.
很多工人感到疲倦就放弃了。
But you've been told the secret of being able to continue.
但你们已经被教导那能够持续施工的秘诀。
It's the keynote of the JMI ministry. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength.
这就是我们 JMI 施工的重点，在那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They'll mount up with wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
We'll run and not be weary.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
We'll walk and not faint.
我们要行走却不疲乏。
But that requires waiting in His presence.
那就需要在他的同在里等候他。
Realizing that of ourselves we can do nothing.
意识到凭着我们自己，我们什么都不能做。
If we in our own strength have confidence, it'll fail.
如果我们靠着自己的力量而工作，我们必会失败。
But if we offer ourselves to Him,
但如果我们把自己献给他，
Come into those meetings that you have with your cell groups and ask Him to lead the meeting.
当我们来到我们的小组聚会里，请求他来带领这个聚会。
That we gather together to hear from Him.
当我们聚在一起的时候，就是要来听他说话。
Let Him anoint your lips to speak His words.
让他来膏抹你的口，说他自己的话。
Be like John the Baptist. He kept saying, "Behold the Lamb of God."
就像施洗约翰一样，他一直说，看哪，神的羔羊。
Oh, but the disciples said to Jesus, John's over there, his disciples are baptizing more people than we are.
但他的门徒们说，约翰在那里，他所施洗的人比我们还多。
When Jesus heard that, he went into another area.
当主耶稣听说了这些，他就到另外一个地方去了。
And then they came to John the Baptist, the other disciples, and said, Well, people are all following Jesus.
他们就来到施洗约翰，对他说，主耶稣施洗的人比我们还多。
John the Baptist showed no jealousy.
施洗约翰一点都没有嫉妒。
He said, He must increase, I must decrease.
他说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
That was a marvelous message that John gave to us. He must increase. Martha must decrease.
这是施洗约翰给我们的一个奇妙的信息。他说，他必兴旺，玛莎必衰微。
Maybe some of you have a small group. Maybe some of you have a large group.
也许你们当中有人有一个很大的聚会，有人有一个很小的聚会。
I'm sure that you desire to make Jesus the leader of your group.
我相信你们的渴望是让耶稣成为你们聚会的领袖。
If he doesn't come in our midst, we gather in vain.
如果他不来到我们的当中，我们的聚会就是徒然的。
But he's made a promise, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself.
但他应许说，我若被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向我。
So, when they come to you with questions, tell them how, as they begin the day, begin it with thoughts of him.
所以当他们来带着很多的问题到你面前，告诉他们每一天早上第一刻就要想到耶稣。
And throughout the day, whisper his name in love.
然后一整天都要来述说他的名字，在爱的里面思念他的名字。
I know you've probably already taught them Jesus lives within them.
我相信你们都已经告诉他们主耶稣住在他们的里面。
And you can draw near to him just with a glance, just with a look.
你只要心一仰望他，一瞥见他就可以靠近他。
One time my teacher told me when she was young, she saw Jesus in her heart sleeping on a pillow.
我的老师曾经告诉我，他看到耶稣在他的里面躺在一个枕头上，在他的心里睡觉。
He's always waiting for us to draw near to him.
他一直在等着我们来亲近他。
One of the easiest ways is to tell him you love him.
最容易的一个方式就是告诉他你爱他。
Oh, Jesus, I love you.
Oh, 耶稣，我爱你。
When I worked in the business world, I was a bookkeeper in a clothing store, and I'd have a little break and could go to the restroom. Oh, I would tell Jesus, Jesus, I love you with all my heart.
当我还在上班的时候，我在一个服装的公司里做管账的。我每次上洗手间的时候，有一点时间，我就在我的心里对主说，主耶稣，我全心的爱你。
Make the habit to tell him you love him.
让他成为一个习惯，告诉他你爱他。
Every time you do, he's pouring in more love.
每一次你告诉他你爱他，他就浇灌下更多的爱。
We need to practice that if we're married to our spouse too. Tell him. You love them.
如果我们是结婚的，我们也应该跟配偶说我爱你，告诉他你爱他。
You don't have to wait till Valentine's Day. You can say, oh, dear, good morning, I love you.
你不需要等到情人节，你可以平常就跟他说，早上好，亲爱的，我爱你。
We can say that to Jesus. You can say it without words. You can turn within and whisper, I love you, Jesus.
你可以这样的对耶稣说，不一定用话语，就在心里转向他，对他说，耶稣，我爱你。
Another way to keep in his presence throughout the day. Some of your students in your groups have asked, well, how can I keep my mind on the Lord? How can I do this? I'm busy.
有一些学员问我们说，我们怎样一整天保持我们的心在耶稣身上呢？我们的生活很忙碌。
You know, we need to practice praising the Lord more.
你知道我们需要操练更多的来赞美主。
Because he lives, he inhabits the praises of his people.
因为他居住在他百姓的赞美当中。
Open your mouth when you're alone or you're driving somewhere or walking on the road and sing a song to him.
当你独处的时候，或者在你开车的时候，你就可以开口来赞美他，或者向他唱诗。
He has given us wonderful songs of praise and worship.
他赐给我们很多非常美好的诗歌来敬拜赞美他。
You know, that's how David became a man after his heart. King David said, I will praise the Lord at all times.
你知道那是大卫王怎样成为一个合神心意的人。他说，我要时时称颂耶和华。
He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
他说我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
If you feel that you have no sense of his presence, begin to praise him.
如果你感觉你意识不到他的同在，你就开始来赞美他。
This promise is true. He lives in the praises of his people.
他的应许是信实的，他就居住在他百姓的赞美当中。
And as I think about the beginning of this new year, I think about our making a full surrender to him.
当我想到我们新年的一个开始，我想到我们应当完全的把自己奉献给他。
I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, have made a consecration to the Lord.
我相信你们中大多数即使不是所有人都已经向神有一个完全的奉献。
Surrender yourself, body, soul, and spirit to do his will.
把你的灵魂体奉献给他，来遵行他的旨意。
That's what Jesus did. He came into this world to do the Father's will.
那就是耶稣所做的，他来到世上为了就是遵行父的旨意。
He said, I'm going to finish the works that my father gave me to do. I'm going to finish it.
他说我父所差我做的工作，我要来完成这些工作。
And finally it happened on the cross with him crying that out. It's finished.
最终在十字架上他的工作成就了，他说成了。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It started with a full surrender to his father.
这一切都是开始于他向父完全的降服。
He said, I come to do your will, O Lord.
他说我来了就是要遵行你的旨意，神啊。
Let's turn to the Old Testament. You know, the Old Testament has lots of gems in it.I think Pastor Lynn has found that out.
我们知道在旧约里面有很多的珍宝，我们相信林牧师也找到了很多。我们翻到旧约圣经。
This is the book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 10.
在民数记第十章第十节。
This is the Lord speaking to Moses.
主对摩西说。
He's telling him in verse 10, also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, at the beginning of your months. That's where we are right now. January is the beginning of our months.
第十章第十节，在你们快乐的日子和节期，并月朔、献燔祭和平安祭也要吹号。月朔就是一个月的开始，我们现在就是在一月份，在这个月的开始。
You shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offering, and they shall be for memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God.
要献燔祭和平安祭，也要吹号，这都要在你们的神面前作为纪念。我是耶和华你们的神。
And if we turn in Numbers to chapter 28,
我们翻到民数记二十八章。
This is verse 11.
第十一节。
At the beginnings of your months, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord, two young bulls, a ram, and seven lambs in the first year without blemish.
民书记二十八章十一节，每月朔，你们要将两只公牛犊，一只公绵羊，七只没有残疾一岁的公羊羔，献给耶和华为燔祭。
Now this is another reference to that beginnings of your months.
这里又一次提到每个月的开始。
And as we look at our month of January, actually, that word January means a door.January is the door into the new year.
当我们想到一月份这个词，一月份的意思是门，它是进入新年的一扇门。
And what is the Lord asking for at the beginning? Burnt offering.
在一个月的开始，神所要的是什么呢？他要我们献给他燔祭。
It's just a picture of what we find in Romans chapter 12.
这实际上也是一幅图画，我们在罗马书十二章所找到的。
You know, the Apostle Paul wrote this, and the Apostle Paul was a student of the Old Testament, a scholar of the Old Testament.
这是使徒保罗的话，使徒保罗也是旧约的学者，他熟知旧约圣经。
Chapter 12, verse 1 of Romans, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies.A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
罗马书十二章一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
As he wants our bodies.
他要我们的身体。
He wants to indwell these bodies. They're his temple.
他要住在这些身体的里面，我们的身体是他的圣殿。
He wants to have more control of our bodies, of our words, of our thoughts, of our actions.
他要更多的来掌管我们的身体，我们的话语，我们的心思，我们的行动。
That's the call at the very beginning.Is to present ourselves wholly to Him.
这就是我们的呼召，在一开始我们就要把自己作为活祭献给他。
Surrender is our watchword in serving Him. Surrender.
降服就是我们服侍他的一个最重要的词，降服。
Don't be conformed to this world.Verse 2.
第二节，不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Oh, it's so wonderful to surrender to the Lord.
哦，这是何等的美好，把我们自己献给主。
I think I told you in the, when I was, had a serious surgery in my 20s, that I made a consecration and I wrote it out. Jesus, I belong altogether to you.
我想我已经告诉过你们，当我二十几岁的时候有一个很大的手术，我就写下来我对主的完全奉献。我对他说，主耶稣，我完全的把自己献给你。
He wants to transform us by the renewing of our minds.
他渴望借着更新我们的心意来改变我们。
I made it like a marriage license. It's a document. I still have the...Writing of my consecration is like a marriage license.
我现在仍然保留着我向他奉献的记录，我把它当作就好像是我的结婚证一样。
And every morning, I would read it, remind myself, I don't belong to myself, I belong to you, Jesus.
每一天我都再一次的读它，来提醒我自己，我并不属于自己，主耶稣，我完全的属于你。
There's something about this renewing of our mind.
我们的心意更新而变化有一个很重要的意义。
Oh, it's so wonderful to read the Word of God.
Oh, 读神的话语是何等的美好。
We need to eat the Word. The Scripture says, eat the Word.
圣经告诉我们，我们需要来吃他的话。
Encourage your students that their minds will be renewed as they read the word.
鼓励你的学生，当他们读神的话的时候，他们的心思就要被更新。
They'll be transformed by the reading of the word, the washing of the word.
神的道就来洗净我们，就来变化我们的心思意念。
And the psalmist said, Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
诗人说，我将你的话藏存在我心里，免得我得罪你。
And in the gospel and in the epistles of John, he tells us that Jesus is the word.
在约翰福音里告诉我们，主耶稣就是神的道。
If we want more of Jesus, we should recognize him as the word.
如果我们要得到更多的耶稣，我们就要认识他就是那道。
The very word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们当中。
Desire the word above other books.
我们要渴慕神的道超过别的书。
And you can tell your students, ask Jesus to speak to you through his word.
你可以告诉学员们，请求耶稣透过他的话对他们的心说话。
He's willing to do it.
他愿意这样做。
We have to be willing to open the word.
但我们需要乐意来打开神的话语。
And see how he wants us to sacrifice ourselves to him.
看见他何等愿意我们把自己当作活祭献给他。
Oh, hallelujah. Presenting our bodies to him, our hands, our feet, our ears, what we listen to, what we speak.
把我们的身体献上，我们的手，我们的脚，我们的耳朵所听的话语。我们的口所说的话都献给他。
He comes to possess the vessel. He cleanses it.
当他来占有我们的时候，他就来洁净我们。
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. 谢谢你，耶稣。
It's a simple life to walk with God.
与神同行是一个简单的生活。
Our heart draws us to him.
我们的心吸引我们归向他。
We begin to fall in love with him.
我们开始爱上他。
And oh, how sweet his love is.
哦，他的爱情是何等的甜美。
We develop that lovership. It may start out quite wonderful, just like a marriage.
我们就开始跟他有这个爱的关系，开始的时候是非常的美好，就像在一个婚姻里一样。
We offer ourselves to him completely.
我们把自己完全的献给他。
But you know, in a marriage, there's also some hard places and some easy places.
但你知道在婚姻的当中也有一些比较难的地方，也有一些比较容易的地方。
In our walk with Jesus, sometimes there's trials, there's trouble.
在我们与主同行的路上，有的时候有试炼，有难处。
If we read the third verse in Romans 12, we say,For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has given to everyone a measure of faith.
罗马书十二章三节说，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Yes, you as leaders, be an example of humility.
是的，你们作为领袖要成为一个谦卑的榜样。
Because that's what Jesus was. He was an example of humility.
因为那就是耶稣所做的榜样，他是一个谦卑的榜样。
as he finished the work the Father had given him to do, he takes the towel and washes the feet of the disciples, even Judas.
当他做完了父所要他做的事，他就拿起手巾来洗门徒的脚，包括犹大的脚。
And in this chapter, Paul is encouraging us to not think so highly of ourselves.
在罗马书十二章，保罗鼓励我们不要看自己过于所当看的。
There's always more work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in us ourselves.
圣灵总是有更多的工作要在我们自己这个人的里面来做。
He's not only the first, but he's the last. He continues working in us from beginning to end.
他不但是首先的，也是末后的。他一直不断地在我们里面做工，直到末了。
One of Mrs. Robinson's students was known to say that the room for improvement is the largest room in the world.
罗宾森师母的学生曾经说过，要被提高的那个空间是世界上最大的空间。
As Pastor Lai was teaching a week or so ago,She so reminded me of my first calling.
在前几个礼拜，当赖牧师教导雅各的时候，他提醒我，我最首要的呼召。
I tried to copy all the words and remember how Jesus first called me to be a lover of his.
我就尝试着回忆所有的话语，我记得主耶稣呼召我成为他的爱人。
That's still my highest calling.
这仍然是我最高的呼召。
And I want you, each leader, to remember that's your calling.
我也希望每一位领袖能够记得你的呼召。
Focus on him.
聚焦于他。
Let him fill your vision.
让他来充满你的心境。
Let him touch your own heart.
让他来触摸你自己的心。
Get alone with him.
单独与他同在。
Yes, get alone with him before you tell others to get alone with him.
是的，在你告诉别人要单独与他同在之前，你自己要先与他独处。
Have a secret affair with him.
那是我们跟他之间秘密的约会。
It'll make you a better teacher.
他会使你成为一个更好的老师。
It'll make you a better leader.
他会使你成为一个更好的领袖。
It'll make you a better husband.
一个更好的先生。
And a better wife.
一个更好的太太。
If you fall in love with Jesus.
如果你爱上耶稣
Let him be at the beginning of your day.
让他成为你一整天的开始。
Oh, it's so such a temptation to grab the cell phone and see what did somebody say to me? What does somebody need?
这是一个很大的试探，就抓起手机来看，哦，别人对我说了什么，还有什么需要要处理。
We can never be a help to others unless we are receiving the help from above.
除非我们先领受从上面来的帮助，我们永远不可能成为别人的帮助。
And knowing our great need of Him.
了解我们自己何等的需要他。
To sit at His feet.
坐在他的脚前。
And to find Him.
来寻见他。
He'll take care of our students.
他会来照管我们的学员们。
As he feeds our own soul.
当他先来喂养我们的灵魂。
So, Lord Jesus, we do love you.
哦，耶稣，我们实在爱你。
But we want to love you more.
但是我们要更多的爱你。
I know you've begun a good work in each one of us.
我们知道你在我们每一个人的里面开始了你的善工。
And you're able to finish the work.
你也能够成全这工。
Lord, make us more dependent on you.
主让我们更加的仰赖于你。
Help us to know less and know you more.
让我们知道的东西更少，让我们更多的认识你。
And bring our students to your feet.
把我们的学员们带到你的脚前。
Show them by our lifestyle that we're doing the same thing. We're getting quiet in your presence.
向他们显示我们的生活方式就是这样的，我们也是一样的，先来到你的面前等候你。
We're believing you to satisfy their heart the way you're satisfying our heart.
我们相信你会一样的来满足他们的心，就像你怎样的满足了我们的心一样。
Lord, there are hundreds of them out there that need you.
主啊，在那里有成百上千的人在等候着你，在需要你。
They have tried all other kinds of methods to find God.
他们已经尝试了别的所有的方法来寻见神。
Show us, show them the open door is surrender.
主求你向他们显示那一道敞开的门就是借着降服。
To present their bodies as a sacrifice to you.
把他们的身体献上当作活祭献给你。
That you may take more possession of our thought life.
你就可以更多的掌管我们的心思。
Take more possession of our words.
更多的掌管我们的话语。
Oh, that you'd set a guard over our mouth.
主在我们的口里放上脚环。
And that we may learn to be quiet in your presence.
好，让我们学习在你的面前安静。
Whether we feel anything or not, help us to do in faith, to wait upon you.
不管我们有没有感觉，让我们学习凭着信心在你面前等候。
To rest in your love.
让我们安息在你的爱里。
To experience within us the warmth of your presence.
来经历在我们里面你那温暖的同在。
Make us like the disciples after the resurrection, walking on the road and not even aware it was you walking with them.
让我们就像在你复活以后的那些门徒们一样，当你与他们同行的时候，他们并没有意识到你的同行。
Afterward, they realized, oh, our heart burned within us when he walked with us on the way.
但过后他们意识到，哦，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？当他与我们同在的时候。
As we read your word, let our hearts burn within us.
当我们读你话语的时候，让我们的心在我们里面燃烧。
That you're just the same, yesterday, today, and forever.
你昨天、今天直到永远都是一样的。
You're still looking for lovers.
你仍然在寻找爱人。
Those that love you enough to sacrifice their life for you.
那些爱你的人就会把他们的生命献给你。
And come to realize they're not their own, they belong to you.
能够意识到他们不是属自己的，他们是属你的。
And the cell groups belong to you.
我们的小组是属你的。
They're yours, Lord. They're your students.
他们是你的，他们是你的学生。
We're just to be a John the Baptist that says, Look at the Lamb of God.
我们只不过是像施洗约翰一样说，看哪，神的羔羊。
Help us to point them to you.
帮助我们把他们指向你。
That you may make the change within them. We can't change them.
好让你在他们的里面做改变，我们没有办法改变他们。
We can't even change ourselves.
我们甚至也不能改变自己。
There's still those that think very highly of ourselves. We need to come down.
我们仍然把自己看得过高，我们应当更多的低伏下来。
When we begin to compare ourselves with one another, we're making a mistake.
当我们开始互相比较的时候，我们是在犯一个错误。
Jesus, you made yourself of no reputation.
主耶稣，你倒空自己，毫无名声。
You took upon yourself the form of a servant.
你取了奴仆的形象。
You pointed everyone to the Father.
你把每一个人都指向父。
Give us your spirit that we may point others to you.
赐给我们你的灵，好让我们把别人指向你。
Don't let us lean on the arm of flesh.
不要让我们依靠血肉的膀臂。
We came naked into this world and will return naked.
我们赤身来到世上，也要赤身离去。
All the glory is yours.
所有的荣耀都属于你。
All the honor is yours.
所有的尊荣都属于你。
And we are your least ones.
我们是你最小的一个小子。
But you have given us a privilege to know you.
但你给我们这样的特权来认识你。
Oh, Jesus, be with each leader. Baptize us this morning.
Oh, 主耶稣，求你与每一位领袖同在，为我们施洗。
Pour out your spirit of humility.
倾倒你那谦卑的灵。
Pour out your spirit of love.
倾倒你的爱的灵。
Oh, Jesus, give us an obedient heart.
Oh, 耶稣，赐给我们一颗顺服的心。
Help us to sacrifice our time to you.
帮助我们把我们的时间献给你。
In the beginning of our day, in the beginning of our time, is
在我们一天的开始，在我们时间的开始，必须是你。
In your holy name we pray, Amen.
奉你的圣名我们祷告， Amen.
I want to ask everyone to be led to pray. We could start with Pastor Lai. Pray for fresh infilling of the love of God, Pastor Lai.
我想请老师们跟随感动来祷告，先请赖牧师祷告，让我们被神新鲜的爱来充满。
亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢今晚一个这么美丽的信息，在一年开始第一次的聚会，主啊，我将自己献给你，也愿线上的家人同在一个爱中，将我们自己献给你。主啊，让我的身体是你圣灵的殿。主啊，愿每一天我的生命都从你来开始，每一天我一张开眼就开始了与神同行的生活。在这一天里，在每一天里，求你都赐下你的话语，你的爱来充满。主啊，让我们每一天都从你先得到帮助。主啊，吸引我们来等候你，领受你那上头来的爱，我们才能够成为别人的帮助与陪伴者。因此恳求恩主，你在这新的这一年 深深的吸引我们每一位。哈利路亚，我真是要呼喊，哦，主耶稣，愿你吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你，让我们在爱中更欢欢喜喜的行在你的光中，每一天得到你更丰富话语的喂养，来认识你。哦，耶稣，也愿你在你那极丰富无比的爱里，主啊，点燃我们内心更多的赞美，因为你就居住在你百姓的赞美中。愿我们在2023年都成为你所喜悦乐意更深居住的赞美的器皿，而我们也更深住在你的爱中。哈利路亚，更多的充满我们。谢谢主，将祷告奉主的名，阿们。
阿们。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Lynn, the other teachers. Pray what the Lord has on his heart for them.
请您牧师和其他老师们照着主的感动来祷告。
Hallelujah.主啊，我们要感谢赞美，在一年的开始就能够有这么美的信息带领我们，从一个美好的开始能够进入更深，一直到主给我们在一年的当中的祝福。主啊，我们更是要回应主你的爱，让我们做你的情人，而不是要做你的工人。主啊，我们既进入这一份水流，也正是主你给我们的呼召，这呼召就是要我们专注独处连结在主基督的里面，让我们能够将自己当作活祭献在主你的祭坛上。主啊，不只是我们的身心灵，我们都要全然的放在主你的脚前，放在主你的祭坛上。主啊，我们真是感谢赞美主，你对我们的呼召就是要来认识主，知道主，你就是那位真生命之道。谢谢耶稣，让我们能够常常以赞美的心连结在基督，常常用主的话语能够在我们灵里面让圣灵工作，好让我们时时刻刻连结在主你里面。主啊，这正是你对我们的呼召。哦，主耶稣，让我们更深的能够进入到主的联合的里面，感谢赞美主。因为我们若不得着，我们如何去陪伴人呢？哦，主耶稣，愿主你圣灵大大工作，制造我们的生命能够合乎主你的呼召。感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主啊，我们感谢你，在这个2023年的开始，主你再次的提醒我们要成为你自己的爱人。主，我们知道有时候我们会软弱，我们会迷失，但是我们感谢你今天再次的提醒我们每一位领袖们，让我们在今天重新的再次的把自己献给你。主要要把自己完全的 献给你，在这新的一年更深的住在你的里面，更多的得着你，更多的被你充满。因为只有被你充满了，主啊，我们才可以给别人。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你的灵是以马内利，你的名是以马内利，永远与我们同在，与我们同住同行的神，一致的跟我们在一起。主啊，我们谢谢你，叫我们每一天都与你有一个亲密的关系，每天的开始都是你，每天的结束都是你。主啊，再次的更深的吸引我们，祷告今年献上每一位家人们都能够进入更深的一层，更深的与主连结，更多的爱耶稣。哦，感谢主耶稣，今天你的圣灵再次的对我们说话，更深的住在你的里面，更多你的话语充满，更多的跟随你，完成你要我们完成的事。我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你。在一年的开始，我们有你招呼一些新的同工跟我们在一起。主啊，这是你的恩典。主耶稣，让我们被提醒，我们被呼召，我们在被拣选，乃是要来成为活祭，乃是要来不断的越来越衰微，让我们能够时时知道我们乃是被买赎的，我们的生命是属于主耶稣的，我们不能有自己，我们只要讨主的喜悦，我们要跟主在一起，每天都要跟主在一起，时时跟主在一起，看着我们自己衰微了，我们就欢喜，看着我们自己死掉了，变成活祭，烧干净了，献上了，我们心里就快乐。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，让我们看不到自己，只看到耶稣。主啊，让你的笑容成为我们的欢喜，我们每天要来看的就是耶稣的笑容。主耶稣，常常这样提醒我们，感谢赞美主。在新的一年，让我们就从这里来开始，知道说我们要来服侍主，乃是要来成为活祭献给神。我们没有别的好给主，只有我们的灵魂体，我们的一切，我们的爱。主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你今天这样来提醒我们，感谢赞美主。主啊，你不只是今天提醒我们，你每天都来提醒我们。哈利路亚，祝福我们每一位同工，让我们有一个新的开始。赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿们。
Amen. I would like to apologize. I ran over time. But even though we have to sign off, I would like to ask you, each one of the leaders, to just stay a few minutes, even without the Zoom. Stay where you are and love Jesus.
很抱歉我超时了，但是在我们下线以后，请求每一位同工即使在线下仍然坐在他的同在里来爱他，让他的灵来充满你。
阿们，
阿们，
阿们。